This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Come with me if you want to live.
It's okay, Mom. He's here to help. It's okay.
Listen, I think we got started off on the wrong foot. Stan Goodspeed, FBI. Let's talk music. Do you like the Elton John song Rocket Man?
I don't like soft ass shit.
Oh, you know. Well, I only bring it up because it's you. You're the Rocket Man.
Now I have a machine gun. Ho, ho, ho.
Place to Be Nation, welcome to Piece of the Action. I am your host, Matt Souza. Thank you for joining me on the return of Piece of the Action, which is, of course, an action movie live watch. Joining me here tonight is the people that you heard from on the last episode of Piece of the Action. The gang from PTB NXT, Tim Capel, Jacob Williams, Jennifer Smith. Hello, people.
Hello, people.
Hello.
Hello, hey. Maddie, once again. Thank you for inviting PTB NXT to join you on a piece of the action.
Well, how many Terminator movies do they have? God damn it.
Shit.
Well,
Skynet got you, dude.
Yes, Skynet did get me. It was a whole to do. I was caught in limbo for a while. I ended up in a floppy disk for a while. It was a whole to do. But
yeah,
that'll happen. I think that was in like Terminator 8 or something, which we're not going to watch because we have decided, as you may have heard on previous episodes of this podcast, none of us really wanted to watch the next Terminator movie because, let's face it, it's kind of bad. So we have pivoted away from the Terminator franchise here, and we are going to watch Cliffhanger, starring Sylvester Stallone. Which is not at all a Terminator movie, far from it, in fact, but a great movie nonetheless. So as of this recording here, it is currently on Netflix, but the way this whole streaming bullshit goes, it'll probably be off Netflix in the next 3 weeks, which will be a royal pain in the ass, but hey, it is what it is. So
you can bust out the VHS of Cliffhanger
right.
All along with us.
Right.
If you're that one guy who still has a Laserdisc player, you could fire that up and follow along with us. So we are all paused at just about the 1 second mark. Is everybody ready?
Yes, sir.
Ready.
All right. We will hit play in 3, 2, 1. You know, I thought it was weird that Sylvester Stallone did a biography on the Price is Right game, Cliffhanger.
Ah, yes.
I think you're thinking of a different film, Matt.
Isn't that the Yodely guy? This isn't the Yodely guy movie?
Piece of the documentary.
That's a different show. That's the spinoff.
Is it called Cliffhanger?
The one with the Yodel guy. Yeah. I've watched a lot of Price is Right in my day.
Well, me too, but I don't know. That felt weird when you said that.
I've always called it the Yodely guy.
Yeah, same.
If you just say Yodely guy, Jenny's like, oh, yeah, I recognize it.
Like, Cliffhanger, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yodely guy starring Sylvester Stallone. Rennie Harlan.
What other Price is Right games need an origin story?
Plinko.
Mm. Yeah, for sure.
Let's see. I mean, I feel like the wheel, you need
the
one
wheel.
On the
wheel. Yeah, gotta be.
Big wheel, yeah. You could get Tina Turner to do the soundtrack. A big wheel, keep on turning, yeah.
I don't know the names of all of them, but what was the one where, like, every time he would hit it and, like, the little flap would go off and I feel like it revealed, like, where the decimal point was or something? I don't know the names of many of the games of Price is Right. Now that I'm trying to think of them.
Yeah.
I
mean,
I don't know if
there
I know that one.
There's a lot of little dinky ones that...
Yeah.
Kind
right.
of bad.
I assume Price is Right is all CGI effects as opposed to the practical games that we grew up with.
Yeah.
Right. Sure, especially now.
They made that transition in 1998.
In the, in the Drew Carey era. Drew Carey is
all skinny now, so yeah.
I mean, that's that in itself is probably CGI.
Mm-hmm. Only thing I want skinny on my Price is Right is the microphone.
Boom. Goddamn right.
Amazing vistas here in this opening.
Gorgeous.
It's beautiful.
I think it was a very calculated decision by Matt to contrast the sci-fi of the Terminator films, and now we are watching this much more naturalistic feature.
Absolutely.
Just like you planned.
We certainly didn't pick this movie 5 minutes before we hit record on this podcast.
No. Nothing more natural than a helicopter flying across the tops of mountains.
Look, I didn't get the name Most Professional Podcaster for no reason, Jake.
True.
Wilco Center.
Now, Jake, as the person who admitted to watching this film again most recently, we're going to rely on you to be our expert, our cliffhanger expert, to see us through this live watch. Because I don't know about you guys, but I'm pretty sure I haven't seen this movie since... When did it come out? 1993? Probably 1995.
Yep. Probably same with maybe a few random watchings, but I don't recall anything.
If I recall, like many of these action movies, I want to say the villain here has some like dubious way of trying to exploit something for money that
I don't believe it.
So, but I don't know if you guys remember, but John Lithgow is the villain here.
The villain. I do recall this, yes.
Dick Solomon himself.
Y'all enjoy rock climbing at all?
Absolutely not.
I live in a place of negative elevation, so not many mountains to climb here.
Yeah, there's not too many mountains up here either. There's the Berkshires, but that's a whole to-do getting there.
You know, I can't say I've ever tried.
Neither have I, but I would just assume I hate it. It looks like It looks like something I would hate.
Yeah.
I don't think my body type will permit that.
Is that Peganel Bundy? Oh.
Michael Rooker, bitch.
Merle. Or Yondu.
That's and the little red haired girl all grown up, I guess.
Yeah.
That's Jennifer Grey from Dirty Dancing, I think. How did they get up there?
Glad she was able to find work in her adult life after Charlie Brown. The little red haired girl.
Why is the whole tragic zero clothes and there's like snow everywhere? Like, should he not be like dressed for the climate?
He's a tough man.
You gonna cover up those guns?
Look at those gams. Never mind the guns.
It just doesn't look like what a rescue guy would wear. I don't know.
Right. Yeah, well, there is that.
Is Garth Brooks microphone on?
It was 1993.
Chris Gaines. Yeah,
this was his time.
This is the only scene I remember from this film.
This woman, very early 90s, short-haired lady with impeccable skin, popular in the 90s.
We called that, I believe that was the Anne Heche look, I think they called it.
Ah.
Oh, Stallone helped write it. Screenplay by Michael Frantz and Sylvester Stallone.
Oh boy, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Renny Harlin, as in... The old man from RoboCop, Renny Harlin.
I don't know. I've seen his name like 8 times during these opening, long opening credits.
Getting himself over.
No, that can't be right. I'm thinking of somebody else.
Betty White.
So which one of these plummet to their death?
I don't want to spoil anything.
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's not Stallone because it isn't.
Oh, no, this is Mr. Of course, this is Mr. Gina Davis, Renny Harlin. What was I thinking?
I thought Mr. Gina Davis was Alec Baldwin.
Wait, what?
That was a Beetlejuice joke, you guys.
Oh. Wow, that was not clear.
We were slow on the uptake. I'm very slow on the uptake today, to tell you the truth. The Rennie Harlan of Nightmare on Elm Street 4, the Dream Master.
Mm. Oh, fuck.
Now this
he was clipped on, then that wasn't very
scary. See, this is why I don't rock climb.
Yeah.
You see, people are supposed to be on the ground.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Humans aren't built for air. That's not how that works. We don't have wings. We don't have wings or feathers or anything that makes us fly. If you fall,
to do this on-the-fly research and looking for this movie. It's funny because we originally were going to watch something on Tubi, but we decided the commercials would mess it up. But apparently on Tubi, there's a cliffhanger, but is a different film, Cliff Space Hanger.
Let's watch that.
I'm Clifford Hanger.
But with a space, so, you know, not going to get sued by Stallone.
Cliffhanger, attorney at law.
Oh, this they is keep cliffhanger, showing that all one word. I don't think it's going to work.
No.
Right. Oh.
That carabiner is not built for Stallone.
This is going to get rough, ain't it?
Was that a slur, Matt? What'd you
no.
say?
No. Isn't that called a carabiner? That clip thing?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Your mother was a carabiner.
Hey! How dare you?
Was. Oh, God. Fuck all this. Just leave me up there to die, sir.
Yeah.
You can't get the chopper any closer to me. You fuck all y'all.
Look, if you climb up there, you get what you deserve. Mm. That's how I look at it. Sir, this grease.
Okay, now as the film gets picked up, it like Celine Dion, it's all coming back to me now.
Oh, I remember how this.
Oh God, it's like the Raccoon Adventure 2 all over again.
The only scene I remember from this is this.
Right.
This
yeah. Oh no! How does she not feel it? Oh, okay. Fuck.
Well.
Oh boy.
Oh shit.
Dear.
This is giving me anxiety. What are we
doing? I know, right?
Anxiety more like
good thing.
My goodness.
Sir.
Good thing it's terrible CGI, so.
This movie should be called Wire Hanger. Or I guess that was Mommy Dearest, wasn't it?
Oh boy. Wire hangers are illegal now.
Oh. Are they really?
Yep. Go get her. She's slipping. Ma'am,
they're not illegal in all states. That's a bad, bad joke.
I was going to let it go.
Is it a state by state basis? Like, can I buy wire hangers in Rhode Island if I go so across far. State lines?
Smuggle them in.
Yeah, like smuggling cores in from Colorado in the 70s.
Oh, no, not our
state. Oh, God, the teddy bear or whatever that was.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, dear.
They're like, she's like, I don't want to die. They're like, well, that's real unfortunate because.
It's like, I got some news for you.
You're really not going to like what's about to happen.
Really?
The plastic just quit. Oh, she'll be fine.
Reminds me of the scene on Saving Silverman when whatever her boyfriend was a trapeze artist and he held up his hair. And, that's how he died because he slipped because his hands were full of hair gel. Similar. I assume it's a reference to this movie from Saving Silverman.
You're not going to die. You're going to fall and then you're going to die, you see. Order of operations.
How is this supposed to work? I mean,
yeah, this is.
She's supposed to climb up his body.
Sure, like a koala on bamboo. It's the same thing.
Yeah, and even at that, I mean, where does that get you? Now you're just...
Stallone, just act like you're a koala. Come on.
They call me bamboo.
Sloth hangs upside down in the wild. Be like a sloth.
Oh, no, she's plummeting to her demise. Mm. Oh, dear. Joel, I'm assuming it was his fault for wanting to go rock climbing.
Do you pass out on the way down, or
I would hope so.
No, I don't think you pass out until you actually splatter on the rocks below.
Splatter, okay.
Well, that's comforting. Yeah. Thanks, Tim.
I would like to think that she was spared that, but I guess not.
All the times that I've fallen thousands of feet onto a mountain, yeah. I can tell you that I was awake the whole time.
8 months later.
Did he go to jail?
No, apparently he went to the Denver Mint.
Oh.
They imprisoned him in the Denver Mint.
Oh, no, this is the start of the...
they had no room in the jail.
Going to lock you with the $2 bill so that nobody sees you again.
Colorado penal system is just overwhelmed by mountain climbers and accidents.
This is setting the stage for the unnecessarily complicated thing the villain's doing that is always extremely hard to understand in these movies. He's trying to embezzle money from the Mint or some insanity that... there's not enough exposition to get across well.
Jesus, Henry Christ, you could show a film on that guy's forehead.
Lord.
Plenty of room on this forehead of mine, yep.
Have you guys been totally briefed on the plot of this film?
I would say halfway briefed, maybe.
Mm.
So far, a woman plummeted to her death, and now we're at the Denver Mint. I mean,
yep, it's clear on that much.
Obviously, you can see how the two are connected.
As the tour guide here, the one who's supposed to be leading us through, I'm
doing horrible.
You're doing well, Jake. What does the Denver Mint have to do with anything?
That's a fantastic.
Yeah, that's question. What I'm saying. So it's going to be not to spoil anything, but the villain has something to do where he's trying to steal money from the Mint or some kind of heist or some bullshit like that. And, the Mint just happens to be close to it. It's going to all connect. Don't worry.
Is he trying to?
They're going
to
chase him on Mater.
Okay, let's play. Almost like a Mad Libs here. Let's try to invent a plot for this movie that somehow involves the Denver Mint and John Lithgow as the villain. And let's try to connect the dots here. I suggest
it's just an extended episode of Third Rock from the Sun. Done.
Yeah.
French Stewart is here for some reason.
I am going to suggest he will. Try. What is this? A biodome run-in? What are we doing here with these two?
Bayo Dave.
Free money, money. That was a style of the time.
Yeah.
Biodome, fuck.
Mm.
Noted action film. Noted Biodome, action. Yeah.
Biodome.
It's very action packed.
So I think they're establishing here that since that horrible incident, he has lost his mojo for climbing the mountains. And these guys are hey, man, why are you never in the mountains anymore, Broseph? Yeah, I don't do that anymore. Not anymore.
As they
it's not
speed
me.
Side by side on a mountain street.
Actually, those guys are going to be, now that I remember it, I think they come into play later in the movie. Oh. They're not just a one-off. So
they look like some useful collateral damage.
Wilbur, you let that woman fall to her death.
Sir.
That was a horse
joke. If I remember, Michael Rooker is not forgiven him at all.
He's very bitter. Yes, well. I do know that much. He's very bitter.
I had to leave after the funeral. I couldn't take it.
Don't climb anymore.
I'll never hang from a rope again.
Oh, jeez.
You know, it's awful rich of this chick to be like, yeah, it sucks for all of us when, there's actually one person who was hanging her, who was holding on to her as she dangled precipitously before falling to her death as he tried to save her. You know, it sucks for all of us, man. You know, it's real. Everybody has bad days. It's like, fuck you, lady.
Well, I don't know. Were you out there? You were flying a helicopter, yeah.
So you climb out there, try to haul our ass back onto the rope, or whatever we were trying to do. It was a very ill thought out rescue attempt. But hey.
Yeah. Let's fly this helicopter 20 feet next to the peak and extend a long fucking rope and see what happens.
She lived for approximately 1 minute longer than she otherwise would have. So well, somebody did. Somebody at least tried.
At least she spent that 1 minute well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Everyone very insensitive to Sly's trauma.
Yeah.
Is this the chick from Northern Exposure?
I feel like I should know that.
I don't know. Just popped into my brain.
I was about to say, it seems like a Tim question.
I'm 30. For whatever reason. I'm 30. I've never seen that show.
Mr. I'm 30 over here.
I'm sorry. I'm just being honest.
I'm gonna look it up, Jenny. It's bothering me enough.
You know what I mean, right?
I know exactly who you mean.
But it's hard to say, right? Because you're like, or is it just another short-haired early 90s chick? Mm-hmm. Like,
with impeccable skin, yes.
Yeah.
Right. With immaculate skin.
Okay.
It's actually Lena Headey, a little known fact.
It is her, Janine Turner.
I thought you said it was Lena Headey.
God, what happened to her?
I don't know.
What happened to her?
That was a bad way of putting it. Okay, Friday Night Lights. That's what everyone watched except me. Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay.
So did we ever find out why they were at the Denver Mint? Or are we going to figure that out later?
I think later.
I see.
It's just a cliffhanger, the unfold. Matt.
Unfold.
Oh.
Hey, Matt, you want to know who was almost Mr. Janine Turner?
Betty White.
Alec Baldwin.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, nice.
We've looped around. Now, how are they connected to Kevin Bacon?
Not seeing it so far.
Oh.
I'll find it.
That's true. I did think people call this movie Die Hard on a Mountain. So maybe that'll kind of give you an idea of the plot.
It's Hans Gruber here.
Well, look.
Essentially, what? Oh. Kind of. I mean, John Lithgruber, pretty much.
Wow.
Oh, now it's Plane Hanger. Jeez.
Let's hope this plot is not nearly as Byzantine as that of Die Hard.
Here we go again.
Byzantine!
Let's hope that the plot of
we all remember that
Byzantine.
Excuse me, Professor SATs.
Sounds adjusting his monocle.
You can all fall off a mountain while fucking yourselves, actually.
Excuse me while I thumb through the dictionary to find a fancy word on this podcast.
The
Matt's getting nervous.
Waiting for the promo.
It's coming.
Tim's.
May the bed fall from beneath you as you fuck yourself.
On a mountainside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great shot.
I think we all remember the infamous Die Hard podcast with you know, some members of this panel we all remember, we were all there. No, not all of us, but none of us who were there remembered the plot to that movie. So it was kind of like,
I remember,
well,
it was just very bad. It was very bad.
Is bad the word for it, though?
I don't know. There was Bonds. There was a Huey Lewis lookalike.
There were Bonds, yes. Great Value, Eric Kills.
One of the hitmen, yes. All right, so we're Is this plane the property of the Denver Mint that is being hijacked?
Yes, I believe this is the equivalent of like an armored truck, but an armored plane.
Armored plane, yes.
Mm-hmm. Of
course. Oh, dear.
Oh, shit!
Wow. My goodness.
They ain't fucking around.
He was in on it. I knew that bald head was up to no good. Oh, good lord. Five
later. Air Force, the movie Air Force One, this whole sequence. That's what it's reminding me of.
Yeah.
It's also very Drop Zone, if you're familiar with that movie, with Wesley Snipes. That's a great movie. This seems dangerous.
Are we gonna try to blow up the Denver Mint? Do you have to get to a certain altitude in order to drop the bomb or shoot the missile?
I mean, it is the Mile High. It is the Mile High City, so
yeah,
you have to go 2 miles high. I don't know how that works. Maybe they have to blow up one of the mountains because there's money inside the mountain.
Mm.
It's a money mountain.
I think he's trying to steal the money off the plane.
Well, yeah, if you want to be realistic, if you want to be realistic, fine.
If you want to simplify things, okay, like.
I think what me and Tim came up with is a much better action movie, but sure.
Some of us prefer our action movies to be impenetrable in their writing and plot.
How dare you criticize the work of Rennie Harlan?
And Sylvester Stallone, of course.
He was not Ronnie Cox.
What are we doing? RoboCop. Oh, we just, okay.
I think this movie was like nominated or won some like Technical Academy Award, if I remember when I watched it a while back and looked it up. Which I thought was
for like Best Picture.
Right.
Best Director.
It lost to Babe, Pig in the City, or whatever the fuck it was.
I do remember it made a fuck ton of money, though.
Mm.
Also.
See, now this man is dressed for altitude. Unlike Sly Stallone, who apparently has hot blood running through him.
I need all that. I could breathe in the thin air.
Okay, I got it. Okay. Jeanine Turner was in Northern Exposure with John Corbin. Corbett.
Uh-huh.
Who was also in that show. And then he was on Sex and the City with Sarah Jessica Parker. It was married to Matthew Broderick.
Sad.
And then I lost the thread after that.
Is this 6 degrees of?
I think we were trying to get to Kevin Bacon.
And then Kevin Bacon was in Hollow Man.
Hollow Man.
There
with Jeanine Turner, probably.
There was a Matthew Broderick thread that I lost.
Kevin Bacon was in Death Sentence with.
He was in. Oh, fuck. Oh, I had it.
Okay.
Who was the other guy in the producers? Does that help you? Was it Nathan Lane? What was Nathan Lane in?
Lion King.
All right, Lion King.
You fuck.
Good lord. Craig Ferguson just shot the shit out of this dude.
I miss Craig Ferguson. He is great.
Oh, I used to love that show. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, that show was so good.
Damn it.
I love that they just have these like cases with like $30 million just like dangling on the string. Between two planes.
Well, look.
Yeah, apparently this was nominated for both Golden Raspberries and Oscars. So nominated for Best Sound, Best Sound Effects Editing, and Best Visual Effects, losing all to Jurassic Park.
Oh, of course. Okay. Well,
tough year,
Cliffhanger.
Tough draw for Cliffhanger in 1993.
Where was Demolition Man on that list? Because that should have been up for every award. Because I think that was 93. Oh, no, the bomb's about to explode.
Oh, God.
Good Lord. Jeez.
Oh, shit.
A brief image of him incinerating.
That was amazing.
Recognized what the hell's about to happen. While the just-married cases are hanging from the back of the plane.
It's the kind of gratuitous death scene you need in a movie like this.
Mm-hmm. I gotta say, there hasn't been a lot of cliffhanging except for that opening scene.
More like cliff.
That is true. Cliff edging.
Like this movie's false advertising. Yeah. False advertising. Oh, there goes the
God damn it. Shit.
You had one job. Yeah. You had one job.
Yeah, maybe trying to transfer them on a fucking phone cord between the two planes is a bad idea.
Here, let's take this twine and hope it carries $30 million. What could go wrong?
This is your foolproof plan, you stupid bastard.
You unraveled a slinky and tried to...
Oh, wow. I wasn't ready for that.
We just took a bunch of paper clips and tied them all together and hoped for the best.
I want to say Lithgow in this has a non-distinct, like, foreign accent to, like, evil guy. Like, vaguely Russian accent or something.
Yeah. Hand crank the fold flaps, you guys.
That would be a good piece of the action ranking, Matt. You know, like action movie villains, like guys who always play them, like Gary Oldman and all.
Yeah. Gary Busey. Good Lord.
Fuck.
Well, that rock must have been flint, because there was a massive spark. Oh, there's the cliff. Here we go. Oh, here there's the cliffhanger. We've done it.
Yeah.
We've done it.
There's the biodome, dudes.
Whoa, man. Shaka. Oh, good Lord. Maybe they'll crash. Maybe they'll crash into the side of the mountain. Fingers crossed. Is this a prequel to Lost?
I think this is Lost, if I remember.
It's the prequel to Alive.
Oh. Well, thank goodness they survived a plane crash with nary a scratch on them.
Mm.
There he is.
Okay, I was wondering when he was going to show up.
They've been cliff edging into his appearance.
I was.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Tim's in the theater in 93. Where's Lithgow in the theater?
You know, he was the star of the first film I ever saw in the theater. Harry and the Hendersons.
Mm.
Oh, that was a big movie when I was a kid. I think we had that on tape.
Mm-hmm.
As a kid, I feel like I weirdly got it like, what do you call that? Conflated with like National Lampoon. Like as a 6-year-old, because both of them had like families in a car.
Both of them had families.
That was enough for, me.
Both of them were
comedy. Oh, it's the same thing.
Families in a car.
They found a frequency in this driving snowstorm.
I mean, National Lampoon's Vacation. Who doesn't think that would have been improved by a Sasquatch scene?
Well, I mean, I think it probably could have helped European Vacation. Let's be real.
Really should have been Vegas. A crossover, honestly.
Yeah.
Christmas Vacation. Christmas Vacation is it's a Sasquatch that she wraps up in the gift instead of a cat.
Yeah.
Rooker kind of looks like a flea. Just gonna cut to a scene with him with his dangling in a sock.
Yeah, damn it, you beat me to it.
Light bulb on his head.
Yeah.
Get him and Will Ferrell together, and you're about halfway to replace.
Oh, him. I got it. Okay, so it was
what?
Sarah Jessica Parker to Matthew Broderick.
No, I need the entire.
Oh Jesus! Okay.
Ladder.
I don't remember. It was Janine Turner. It was a Northern Exposure with John Corbett. Who was in Sex in the City with Sarah Jessica Parker, who is married to, which I'm going to count in this, to Matthew Broderick.
Mm-hmm.
No way, I can skip him because Sarah Jessica Parker was in Footloose with Kevin Bacon. Boom.
Okay.
There you go.
Wow.
I knew he was the connector, but just not literally.
How does Owen Wilson tie into this?
Don't ask me. I'm done with this.
She chucks her phone across the house.
It is a fun game to do, though. A mental exercise if you're ever bored.
Yeah. Yeah. I
a Google exercise, not a mental one.
Right.
Well.
This house is something.
I couldn't live in the middle of nowhere like that. What's up?
Well, in modern times, you'd at least have the dope out here in Colorado.
Yes.
The legal dope. So right. You got that going for you, Jim.
I already got legal dope, so. You have to drive 80 miles just to go get any.
I will say the lack of people being around is quite appetizing. That's quite the rainstorm that just appeared out of nowhere.
The weather follows Stallone's emotions.
I see.
Oh, wow.
Like whenever he said the weather.
That's what he was going for when he wrote the script. When it rains, I'm sad.
Oops. You know, because like rain is sad.
Sun mean happy.
They have those people mover things at the Mint. I thought those were just at airports and Disney.
Right.
Apparently Mints, too.
Who are you to doubt the Mint?
Like, why do you need so many people at the fucking Mint? That you have to have a people mover.
Yeah, especially when they're not doing a very good job since they just...
Yeah,
they're all just kind of slowly...
They just lost $30 million. They just lost $30 million. Not fucking hijacking.
Where's the plane? I don't know.
Anybody see $30 million lying around here? We seem to have lost it.
In bonds.
Classic, like, higher level guy being like, are you suggesting bonds. A hijacking? That is impossible.
Where's Huey Lewis?
Hijacking, not on my watch.
At least it's money and not, like, you know, bullshit pieces of paper. Yeah.
Well, paper that says
really
paper that says IOU on it.
Oh wait, yeah, he so did like just say negotiable bearer bonds.
Oh right.
No,
god yeah, damn
this
it
is like where I remember it being like
in the mountains. What are we doing?
He used the line.
God
so
damn
happy.
It not again.
He used the line that we were all dancing around.
Are they war bonds or
negotiable bearer bonds?
Oh, I see.
Like, we're watching a movie about, like,
why are they
Stallone.
Negotiable?
Yeah.
Look. That's what you want, man. Like,
these bonds are worth 100. No, they're worth 150. I won't take lower than 130.
I feel like if this movie was made today, it would just be an NFT.
Probably.
Urkar kind of looks like the NFT ape a little bit. So.
Come on, man.
How much are we paying for a Michael Rooker NFT?
$1 million.
Is it Michael Rooker from Guardians of the Galaxy or Michael Rooker from Cliffhanger? There's a big difference.
Negotiable NFTs.
Negotiable roles for Michael for a Michael Rooker NFT. That's a weird fucking sentence I just said.
I think we should make it the 7 degrees of Michael Rooker.
Oh, God. Jesus. I can connect Batista to Michael Rooker. That's all I got.
Good job.
Thank you.
Have you even seen Guardians of the Galaxy?
Me? Oh, yeah, I've seen both of them.
Okay.
I haven't seen every Marvel movie, but I've seen
I was going to say, I didn't think you had.
Yeah, no, I've definitely seen those. I love those.
What made you choose those out of all the movies?
I don't know. They looked entertaining. I liked the soundtrack. It looked funny.
What other Marvel movies have you seen?
I've seen Thor Ragnarok. I've seen the first... I've seen all the Iron Mans, now that I think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Oh, well, Deadpool's not MCU, but I've seen the Spider-Mans, most of the Spider-Mans. I haven't seen the newest one.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen more than I haven't seen, honestly.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Iron Man?
Probably the first one. I remember that the most because I've seen it a bunch. I've only seen 2 and 3 like once each. So I'd have to rewatch them again.
Yeah, you need to watch this.
Yeah. Have you seen the Spider-Man where he gets chopped up into little bits by a helicopter?
Oh, so epic.
I saw the original cut of that, not the new fancy cut.
Did you see the one where he gets ripped apart by a train?
That was so cool. With his foot? Oh, that was so fucking gross, man. Yeah. Ugh. None of these people are dressed for the
Hey, that guy in the background was in the mask. I think. The guy with the long hair.
He does look familiar, but...
I think he was in the mask.
Probably one of the thugs in Die Hard.
Yeah, that's the Dave Mustaine guy, if I remember correctly.
Would Jill have sex with John Lithgow?
What year are we talking?
Yeah.
This era.
1993 Lithgow. Am I getting paid for it, or is this just strictly for
just budget? like a curiosity fuck?
Are you paying me in negotiable bearer bonds?
No NFTs.
We'll give you a selfie and call you a cab.
Rooker,
I'm gonna have to decline that offer.
Okay.
Go ahead and turn that
down. You more of a Buckaroo Banzai John Lithgow there, Tim?
Yeah.
Crazy hair and all that shit.
The Harry and the Hendersons. Yeah. Exactly. I was setting you up for that one.
What about a Dexter John Lithgow?
Be the Harry to your Henderson.
I'll take Harry.
There's an isolated audio clip if I've ever heard one. Oh, cliffhanging, finally.
About time. Mm-hmm.
Would you bang from Harry and the Hendersons, and why is it Harry?
Is that a mountain or a cake?
It does look really weird.
It looked like it was frosting on top of like a layer cake.
That one guy got his shit pushed in. He's got like lumps all over his head.
He's a very shape. Lumpy man. He can't help it.
Oh, God. When you look up Harry and the Henderson's cast, it's like they're all ancient.
Who else is in that movie?
And I don't even know any of these people.
Kevin Bacon is in it, right?
William Dear, Margaret Langrick, Melinda Dillon. I don't know any of these people, literally.
Oh, Don Amici, I know him. I've heard the name at least.
John Bloom, his character's name is Feet.
Oh.
Seems Harry the Hendersons was not the launching pad they thought it would be.
Except for John Lithgow.
Right.
So he's easily the most fuckable of the group.
You're forgetting M. Emmett Walsh, who of course was in Blade Runner. And he was in The Jerk. He was also What's-Her-Name's father on Home Improvement. Why can't I think of his wife's name from Home Improvement?
Jill.
Thank you.
God. How do I know that?
Tam.
They sure refer this as like Stallone's trucker hat period from like 87 to.
His wear a t-shirt on the side of a mountain period.
This was his Ashton Kutcher Von Dutch face.
I'm basing this only on this movie and.
Oh my goodness, it's backwards now. Now he means business.
And over the top.
I dare you to climb this wall. Well, all right, if you dare me.
You got Lithgow. No man could climb that.
At least I got my ascot on, so my throat's warm.
I'm sorry, why is he climbing?
They're making him climb.
Oh, I see.
Can.
This lady thinks she's in 2001 A Space Odyssey. She's calling for hell.
I believe they're like, I guess, trying to get him to lead them to the money. Like he's a bloodhound.
Jake already forgot.
Jake, as the expert, I must say.
They lost me at the bonds.
At least they gave him a rope. Just
too complicated. Should have just been like a comical trunk of money with a money sign on it.
Yeah, right. Like a like fucking Looney Tune.
Bags. Yeah.
Right, right. Make it obvious. I'm not coming here to think.
Money here, arrow pointing down.
Right. Like he found it.
Oh.
I knew I smelled the bonds.
These worthless pieces of paper.
Adrian, I did it. I found the bonds.
Yeah, that's yeah. Not get the bonds. Open it,
dude.
That's not
it's
bonds.
Cash.
That's just wait. Oh, that's $1,000 bills.
What? Is that a thing?
Lithgow just turned into the villain from Santa Claus 2.
You can only get him at the Denver Mint.
Minting in Denver.
Negotiable bearer bonds.
Peppermint, spearmint.
That Kush baby.
Well, this seems dangerous.
What?
Yeah, he's really making himself susceptible to frostbite with his.
Yeah. He's going to lose a limb. Now he's beating his foot for some reason.
Are they trying to yank him down?
I believe so. Oh, he's trying to cut the rope, I see. You wanted him up there.
I don't understand what they're doing.
They think that he's, like, trying to double-cross them, which he kind of is.
Where the fuck's he going to go?
He's Sylvester Stallone. We'll see.
Oh, he's fast.
He's going to call a helicopter to fly 30 feet away from the mountain. And shoot wildly into the air. That'll work.
How much do you think that suitcase weighs? How much do negotiable bear weigh?
Oh, God, an avalanche.
Oh, shit.
Caused from apparently the gunshots.
Oh, I wish I had put my jacket on.
Who knew that gunshots could cause an avalanche?
There goes one of them.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on.
Oh. Cash.
Oh, there's. How many falls is that? Fall number 3?
More like Cliff Faller. My goodness.
It's the 2 out of 3 cliffs.
Your winner, the mountain peak.
Oh, no, me bonds.
The winner gets a suitcase full of the cushions.
It's for the it's for the bonds in the bank.
Negotiable bonds in the bank.
We're very stupid.
Yes, yes, we are.
First one to grab the negotiable bonds in the bank briefcase. Title shot.
I need some Photoshop.
You want me to fly up there 40 feet away from the peak and wave? I'll tell you what's going to happen with Hal.
He's probably going to fall off a cliff.
Yeah. Seems to be the way people are dying in this thing.
The Douglas shaft.
The Douglas shaft.
It was Doug.
Yeah.
All right. Now I'm going to need cliffhanger two, the Douglas shaft.
Colon, the Douglas shaft.
That's our next one, you guys. We abandoned the Terminator franchise for the Cliffhanger franchise.
C2.
Yes. C2.
The Cliffening.
Get one of the kids from Stranger Things to play the kid in it instead of what's his name.
No, get old ass Eddie Furlong or whatever his name is.
50-year-old Eddie
old Edward bloated. Furlong.
Yeah. Old bloated Edward Furlong.
He could play a kid, of course.
He ain't climbing no mountains. Come on.
No. Only if they have one of those stair lift things.
I think he does blow, though. That was a snow joke.
He's going to start snorting igloos, thinking it's cocaine. This is only giving me a brain freeze. What the fuck? Good Lord. He's not tethered or anything. He's just...
No, that's free ball.
He's just climbing.
Fuck.
Oh, here comes a helicopter. Thank goodness. Shit. Hopefully this rescue goes a little bit better.
Well, she falls from that height, she's fucked.
She's gonna dig in the rock. She's like, it's a bond.
I'm rich.
But what's it worth? Maybe I can negotiate it. You're just going to leave her there? Okay.
I feel like they're not utilizing the helicopter well.
No, I'll just fend for myself here next to this stream.
All right, Jenny, now he's just straight up climbing icicles. It is, It is Haynes tea.
Mm-hmm. Icicle hanger.
With his bare hands and whatnot.
Yeah.
There's no way he has any feeling in his fingers.
No.
Right. No.
Absolutely not.
Right, he's been climbing on this surface at like negative 10 degrees, and he comes in like he's been walking the dogs. Like, it's chilly out there.
I love how she asks what happened. The fuck you think happened? I just climbed a mountain. Why are you shivering? Have you been outside?
Shivering. He's like,
not even a jacket, it's just a sweater, for God's sake.
I need it. Give me the Henley. I need it. Reason.
This man needs like one of those foil blankets and some soup, for Christ's sake, not this ratty ass sweater.
Why'd she have to break out of a case?
That's a great question.
Well, in case of emergency.
Break if you need this quarter zip.
The emergency fleece.
Yeah.
Right.
Break if you need this smallpox sweater.
Yeah, this Gap quarter quarter-zip fleece jacket.
I mean, fashion emergencies are an emergency, Jake.
He's fine now, okay? He can now brave the elements.
He got some supplies. He warmed up. We're good. This
$20 sweater from Old Navy is going to prevent him from the...
He got to the save point and
right, resources HP. So.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And now we're on two-player mode.
Oh. Oh my goodness.
Apparently didn't find any gloves.
Oh Lord.
Stashed away.
You got a vizzle?
Sir.
Yeah, it's up my ass. No, I don't have a pencil.
We didn't even have any gloves, motherfucker.
You didn't have a sweater 20 minutes ago, you fucking asshole. You think I have a pencil?
Who just carries a pencil?
Obviously Stallone thought she did.
Weird.
I need to write down the current value of these negotiable bare bones.
And where was he gonna, what was he gonna write it on? The sweater? He didn't have paper with him. He could have come back and said, you got paper, asshole.
Looking up,
right on the bare bones.
User reviews of this movie and someone put Rennie Harlan's filmography as a director has more turds than a kennel floor.
Oh, how dare they!
Wow,
What is that?
Oh my god,
I think that's Harry of Harry and the Hendersons' brother.
The abominable.
That's Larry.
It's like on Dumb and Dumber when they open it's all the IOUs.
Yes. Samsonite.
Big gulps, huh?
She didn't have a pistol, but I guess she had a Sharpie on her.
Yeah. Well, a Sharpie's
took
not
your
a pencil.
Bonds. We took all your bonds.
It has to be a pencil. Can't use a Sharpie. Good Lord.
I want to see the balance books of these terrorist operations. Like, how much money are they getting? Because this is some expensive shit.
I was going to say, you have to fund all this shit.
They, like, profit, like, $400 at the end of the day.
Right. Here's 20 for you. 20
after all the overhead.
Well, we blew up a helicopter, so, you know, gotta take that out.
Maybe we shouldn't have spent 10 grand on the night vision goggles, guys. Really cutting into our bottom line.
Look what Stallone, he's wearing. He's wearing a ratty sweater. I mean, he's saving money. Maybe get last year's night vision goggles, not this year's.
Look, you got to steal money.
I see.
Make money? Steal money?
Yeah. They didn't pay for any of this equipment, you guys. They obviously stole it all.
Oh, that's a good point, yeah.
I don't know. They don't seem very good at their jobs. I mean, fucking...
Well, again, they didn't
back to their thieving methods. Remember the phone cord? So...
This is true. Yeah.
It was one of the low-level heists before they got on the mountain and shit.
Good Lord.
They robbed the hijacking supply store.
Yeah, there you go.
Right.
It's right next to the Home Depot.
Next to the kebab shop.
Yeah. Then they just turn into a big snowball.
Yes, he did.
Go down the mountain.
Was that a binocular with one lens? John Lithgow had. Well, this looks like
about
fun.
To introduce you to the snowball effect.
Then it's just the ocular.
Good Lord. It's snow.
Oh my god.
It's flaying the side of the sky. Oh!
Good Lord.
Talk about frostbite.
Yeah. Snow burn.
Oh shit.
Yes.
Cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Oh, number four.
Oh God, he fell into the abyss.
Oh, it's dark too.
Wait, he fell into the what, Matt? He fell into the
abyss. Did you get to the part on Backlash where we were trying to determine which one was your best impression, Matt?
Yes, I did.
I think it was between Abyss, Gordon Sully, and Stone Cold.
Hmm. I gotta say, the Abyss one is growing on me. I do like, and of course, I do like doing Stone Cold.
That might be my favorite.
Mm.
Gordon's real good, though.
Oh, God, oh, these man. Guys again.
I think fucking... my dad had that exact Coleman ice chest.
Fucking Mountain Rosencrantz and Guildenstern here.
Mountain Crates.
Cheesehead.
Cheesehead. I hope these guys end up with all the money.
I do too.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what happens,
Shake? That's where it's going. That's usually what happens in these movies.
I think that's what they call them because they caught them huffing cheese whiz fucking whippets. Cheesehead.
I feel like that's just all these Stallone movies in. The villains overcome. Right off of the sunset with their bonds.
I don't like Christ. This protein bar.
I thought that was Ethan Falco for a minute sitting next to him.
They're burning the money. That's fantastic.
Why use it when you can burn it, I always say. But now he's cold and you need a fire, for God's sake.
I mean, where are you going to spend $1,000 bill when you think about it?
That's true.
Yeah. Especially in the mountains, I mean.
You can go to the Wawa and break $1,000.
Yeah.
Well,
maybe there's an LL Bean up there or something.
There's a lot of prominent domes in this movie.
Yeah, it really is. It's a lot. They had to account for the reflection of the sun when filming it.
Lighting's all off. Fuck.
Put some like dirt or something on his dome. The reflection, it's really grating to the camera.
Dave.
Nobody likes a dirty dome.
My own dome.
My own dome.
Sir, your forehead is much too oily. It's really bad. We need a tube for that guy. 10th City.
10th City. Is that a euphemism?
Yeah.
Yeah, for a place where you're getting some down. Part.
Yo, what?
Come get us, hosers.
Oh, crap. They're going to get oozied.
Oh, no. Not these guys.
Dear.
Not the spiders.
They're going to get oozied.
Not,
he got oozied.
I will not stand for this until this motherfucker is dead.
The stooners get oozied.
Next to their tomb. Oh, God.
He's just like, oh, fuck.
Let me set up my tent. They won't find me in there.
It's bulletproof.
Gotta get my chute on, man, so he can base jump out of danger.
Oh, God. Is that what he's gonna do?
Oh, Lord.
I believe so.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Can't hit move the target. Uzied,
what do you expect?
Oh, no.
Are they gonna Uzi him in midair?
Holy fuck.
Stallone just looks up and sees
Jesus Christ.
Falling by.
That's the biggest fucking pigeon I've ever seen. Oh, my God. It's a human.
Shoot him.
That was one of the hijackers.
No, thank you.
Is that the Finnish flag?
Oh.
Oh, that's gonna hurt.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Oh, look at him.
They can hate it.
Soft landing.
That's usually how that works, yeah. Kill a few people, call you a murderer, yeah.
Well, Merle actually called him a murdering motherfucker.
Oh, well. This insurance agent is having a bad time.
Where was this filmed?
Maybe it really was Colorado. Who knows?
It was filmed in a biodome. Constructed biodome for the film.
Thanks, Harlan.
With your pile of turd filmography, resembling the kennel.
Your kennel floor.
Yeah. Fucking
litter box filmography.
Kennel floor filmography.
Yeah. Yeah. Your pig trough filmography.
The large majority of the film scenes were shot in the Dolomites in Italy.
Oh.
Oh.
Wouldn't it be cheaper just to film it in Colorado?
Seems right, but...
Oh, no. Travers, what have you done?
This movie earned $255 million.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
It's a lot.
Whoa.
I didn't realize it was that big.
In 1993 money, that's...
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's worldwide.
I got my mag light. Here we go.
Let's do it.
Let's get a good footing. Yeah, thanks. Step one, get a good footing. Are they in the inside of a colon? Where are they?
What do you think of the movie Osmosis Jones?
Oh. You got some polyps here, pal. Gonna laser them up.
Fuck.
Has Stallone ever played a doctor? Or the Stallone doctor movie?
God, I hope so. Jesus. If that doesn't exist, it fucking needs to.
Stallone is Stephen Strange.
Good God, what happened to her?
She looks like she just...
What the fuck happened?
Fucking dick.
She just huffed paint? What's wrong with her? I think she just took some of the stoner's whippets. Good Lord.
It does to the human brain.
Oh, good Lord.
A lot of this guano.
Yeah. It's on your everything, not just your back.
The close up of that bat was.
They're going to get rabies for sure. Almost...
Yeah.
All these other people fall to their death, they just succumb to rabies.
Stallone is Batman.
Oh, Batman. Alfred, fire up the Batmobile. God, now I want that to happen.
I know, right?
Well, I gotta find the calendar, man. That map seems not helpful.
Mm-mm. Well, you're not a pilot. You don't know.
That's just true, yeah. Whoa, good Lord.
What the fuck?
Back,
Jesus Christ.
This guy's gonna get eaten by wolves now. That's
that was
great.
More unsettling than the bat.
God. He avoided getting oozy, but.
I'm sorry. Shoot me in the brain, then have these animals eat me.
Oh, thank God the helicopter's here to save the day and not at all kill him. There you go. Slow and steady. Here we go.
Oh, no, somebody knows how to land. That's fantastic.
Wow. That's a first.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
Well, that's not nice. They're just trying to eat, you old bastard.
Fuck that, man.
Fuck the okay,
oh, maybe they should have eaten you.
Wait, I found a gem on Amazon, a 1-star review. I'm so disappointed. Now, this is a review for the Blu-ray. I am so disappointed with this edition. Being this is the 20th anniversary edition, claiming to be, quote, uncut, I bought this DVD from a seller in Germany and even bought a multi-region Blu-ray player to play it, thinking it would be worth it because the uncut tag had led me to believe this version would have extended scenes such as, one, the second parachutist who survives and takes off his parachute gets shot by the crooked Agent Travers before landing in a forest area full of wolves, two, when Stallone is trapped in an icy lake with Travers flying to get him, Stallone fires some sort of nail gun.
How many times has this motherfucker seen Cliffhanger?
That's a very big fan of the movie Cliffhanger.
How do they know these scenes exist?
Right.
Three, all gunshot scenes shown in their fully extended and raw versions with a lot of rounds fired and plenty of blood.
Good God.
Whoa.
Damn.
Right. So they were hoping for the uncut, and they wanted the X-rated cut of Cliffhanger.
So it sounds like we were really robbed here.
Yeah.
Fully extended raw versions of the guns.
Imagine buying a Blu-ray player for the specific purpose of watching Cliffhanger.
Oh yeah,
multi-region.
Right.
Multi-region everybody has their holy grail, right?
Are they on fucking Hoth now? Like he's about to cut the fucking tom-tom open to keep warm.
This movie has everything. Can chop through what? The mountain? Oh, I see. Turns out they weren't in a colon.
He's cliffhanging under the cave or whatever.
He's cliff dwelling.
Cave hanging. Colon hanging.
I think that was a shit joke.
No,
peek-a-boo. Jokes are shit.
Your life's on sale, Walker. The price is $30 million. What a line.
Where's the bonds? A bird.
My hands were cold.
Look, yeah.
I needed
somebody. It's your fault, really.
I needed more. Can you see what I'm wearing here?
Photoshop him from the dark night thing with the Joker burning the money, except it's bonds with Stallone's face. Some men just want to watch the bonds burn.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, fuck. You're cave falling now.
Oh, God. Back in the small intestine he goes.
Oh, shit. Back in the belly of the beast.
I'll be so pissed. Like, God.
All this hard work undone. Fuck. Right. You know what? I live here now.
Right.
Come get me, you assholes. Oh, that's a nice rope
bridge. Who put this rickety rope bridge up?
Yeah. That's a great question.
If you're looking for action, check. If you're looking for even a shred of logic or reality, try Smurfs. It's the whole review.
Try Smurfs.
By the person who wrote it. Review? As a one-star review by Mr. Herbert McStinkwrinkle. Oh.
Well, if you can't trust his reviews, I mean. Stinkwrinkle does movies. I mean, that's famous. It's a famous blog.
That's a fantastic Twitter handle as well.
Oh.
If y'all need a burner.
Stinkwrinkle.
Stinkwrinkle.
It's the NXT name generator. Stinkwrinkle.
I'm Dick Stinkwrinkle, newest NXT roster member.
Stinkwrinkle is taken, of course, on Twitter.
Damn it.
What was the other one you said, Maddie?
Dick Stinkwrinkle.
Stinkwrinkle. That one's available, so you might want to grab that one.
You know, I mean, you could do Stink Dick Wrinkle if you want to switch it up.
Where's the money? He just goes, sissy. You have a sissy.
He said he was going to ask just three times. Where's the money? I hope you guys are counting.
That was one. I'm up to two now. Here we go.
Okay, we're at two. We're at two.
Why is he giving him three times?
He told him explicitly. He would ask him three times.
Whoa.
What if he has to do everything three times?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That could be his gimmick, right? As a character.
He hates even numbered things.
Three-time Magoo.
Three-time Stinkwrinkle. That's what they call me. Has he asked him a third time?
I don't think so.
Not yet.
And he's got to build up to the third.
He's monologuing first, I see.
Okay, that's right, that's right. Someone put one star, it's just bad. One example, they have to keep the agent alive because he's the only one who has the codes for the cases. But then Sly finds the case, grabs a rock, and bashes it open.
Oh,
he
shit.
He just impaled this man.
Nice.
He didn't even get to ask a third time. So the answer is two. He asked twice.
Well, the stalactite. I forget which one's which.
What is it? Tight is the one that's tight to the wall, I think. So that's up. Am I right in saying that? If only there was a way we could look this up.
Tight, you say?
That's what I said. I mean, they are in a colon. Oh, no, we got to climb over.
Mortal Kombat would rip that off as a stage fatality in later games.
Yeah. I'm just going to point this gun at the hole. And hope they pop up like a prairie dog. Like a prairie dog.
Is that your John Lithgow?
I don't have a John Lithgow.
I guess you do.
You do now.
I guess I do now, yeah. Just nasally. Basically me, but a higher pitch.
Reach, motherfucker.
I thought he was saying the bomb wouldn't make a fine wife someday. I was very confused for a minute.
You should see me bake a cake. What are we doing?
You should see me clean the toilet.
We haven't talked about his name being Travers.
Yeah, right.
This is true.
Not Travis. Can't have that.
Travers.
So are they going to finally throw him off this stupid bridge now? Or? Oh, I'm glad he had time to wash his face there for a minute.
You see my reflection. Oh,
are we doing the soundtrack?
That's what this movie needs.
Yeah, I remember the gimmick like 90 minutes in.
Yeah, that's good.
Look. We discovered it. It's all Fleetwood Mac songs, apparently.
Cliffhanger.
soundtrack done by Fleetwood Mac. It's like when Prince did Batman. It's the same thing.
You know, Cliffhanger does sound like it should be a Fleetwood Mac album.
Instead of ropes, they should have used chains. It would have been perfect.
She's like, falling. You can go. Yo.
The little name follow up the river.
I mean, they already slid down the mountain, so that would have been a perfect opportunity for landslide. I mean, come on, it's right there.
You make hanging fun. Wait.
I'm sorry?
Liam.
Oh, all this faulty equipment, that is the cause of all of our problems here.
You know,
this is not
look at this rope.
This is not a great operation they got going on here.
Probably not.
Oh, now they're on fucking guts. They're doing the wall run thing.
Oh, Jesus.
Good Lord. Oh. Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, not again.
Here we go again.
Be like, just let me go, motherfucker. I ain't trying to draw this shit
out. We're not going through this again.
Meanwhile, this smoke detector is about to blow up. Jump! Oh, no. It's all right. They got out of that dust storm, thank goodness.
Also go Red Hot Chili Peppers since Rooker looks like Flea.
Yeah. What am I looking at here?
Snow would be inappropriate.
Yeah.
Reading Fleetwood Mac lyrics, thinking about this movie is pretty great. Takes to the sky like a bird in flight.
Maybe that was the inspiration. Stallone's inspiration. He listened to a bunch of Fleetwood Mac and wrote Cliffhanger.
You can negotiate the phone.
Oh, God.
At least she died with her ass up in the air.
Stop thinking about her falling. Don't stop.
Oh, no.
Listen to the wind blow.
They're saying all these names, and I don't know who's who. There's a man named Quaylen.
Quaylen?
Yeah.
I thought Chuck Quaylen?
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Oh, poor old guy.
Like,
that was not a very dramatic fall. That was not a very dramatic fall to the snow there.
You either fall off the mountain or stay long enough to get Uzi. In this movie.
Is that the tagline? Oh, that's Frank. I see. Take my lighter. I never taught you how to fly the helicopter. Oh, and now John Lithgow's about to give him a proctology exam.
What do we have here?
I'm now going to stick my index finger in your anus.
I see you're a bit swollen here. Well,
is there a Fleetwood Mac song for that?
Thunder only happens.
Oh, shit.
I don't know. Never break the anus. That's the best I got.
Explosion.
Dana, the bridge is out.
And we're going to cliffhang again.
Yeah. Make it happen.
At least there was a bridge there.
Yeah. He blew up that rickety bridge, the son of a bitch.
It took all that C4.
Yeah, right.
Could have just cut the rope, but okay.
I feel like a swift breeze would have taken that bridge down. I don't think they needed the C4. It was probably dry wood. A single match would have probably lit the fucker up. What do you mean I'm dead to you? After I checked you for polyps and everything.
Polyps.
Travers. See, Quaylen. Travers and Quaylen. Fucking God, Stallone. What were you smoking when you wrote this movie?
Is Quaylen Great Value Edie Falco here?
Quaylen, I think, is the one of the bald men. Yeah, oh. Quaylen so, is.
Yes.
Quaylen is. Travers is the insurance agent looking fellow.
Okay.
So, yeah, local.
Quaylen is a really good villain. I mean, that's like an Arnold Schwarzenegger tier villain.
Man. Yeah. It's Better actually.
Arnold Schwarzenegger tier character name. That's true. Quaid.
Quaid!
Quaylen.
Quaylen!
Matrix.
Oh!
Good lord.
Oh, Edie Falco got it. Oh, shit.
That didn't end well.
She's going to need a nurse Jackie to fix that wound. You see, Quaylen is actually his last name. His first name is Eric. Eric Quaylen.
That's pretty good.
Oh, God. You don't even respect the dead, you heel. Just throw her lifeless corpse down in the
He's
snow.
He's pretty damn good in this, I will say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's good in everything.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's not much he isn't good in.
Made people think Dexter was a good show for one season. He's good.
Bitker ladder.
I feel like he's naked at one point in Dexter 2, which is kind of seared into my memory.
Oh, really? You saw
yeah. In the bathtub. Yeah, in the bathtub.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh,
Jenny makes note to watch Dexter.
Some sweetheart.
Full Look frontal out. Male nudity. This is a note. Yes.
I feel like you were asking us if we would do John Lithgow as a kind of
projecting.
to ease your way into you know, acceptability.
Have I cared about being accepted?
No,
I was gonna say. But
I feel like you were at least opening the door a little bit.
No, I'm just genuinely curious.
So it wasn't, you know.
No, I mean I would
as abrupt. So. Yeah. You know.
How is this possible? This is insane. This man has been through all this and now he's still caring about this money. Like
that fucking money opened up like a jack in the box.
Oh my god.
Oh, and there's a ferret hole that he got distracted by. Come on, Travers, tell me where to go.
Yeah, man.
He should be wearing a hat. He's very
There's a local reporter here. named Travers Mackle. So that's kind of familiar with the name Travers.
Travers Mackle.
Travers Mackle.
That's an NXT name if I've ever heard one.
Mackle and Stink Wrinkle.
A loudmouth punk slag.
Slag. Slag wrinkle. Stink slag.
Oh, God. See, this man is dressed appropriately. He's wearing layers.
Right. The only one in the whole movie.
Right. Oh, as I say that, he's taking the jacket off. Well, who turned me into a liar, you jackass? Oh, God.
Mm.
Oh, he was a soccer man.
Soccer man?
Oh, God.
A soccer man.
Soccer man, yes.
Scott Soccerman.
Scott Soccerman. Oh, Lord. He's a soccer hooligan is what he is.
He ain't going to be playing soccer on that leg.
No.
That much.
You got to give the henchman a gimmick, though. This guy with his soccer gimmick. The other guy with his counting to threes gimmick.
It really.
It had so much depth, exactly.
Yeah. A man who played sports and a man who could count.
Mm-hmm.
Look, a little depth.
More you get from most henchmen.
Yeah, that's true.
They really phone it in these days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's monologuing this random henchman.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is. Oh, God.
And he's going I thought he was going to miss and kick himself off of the
That would have been amazing.
Oh, yeah. He's hanging off that cliff.
Oh, we're cliff hanging again. Yes.
Oh, finally, this knife comes into play.
Oh, now we're cliff stabbing.
Yes.
Oh, shit. He just shot
now
one already.
Now cliff shooting.
Nice.
Good Lord.
Nice. Good job, dude.
He shot him off the mountain.
Way to go, Merle.
A fitting climax that someone now is getting Uzi'd and shot, shot and falling.
It was both, yeah.
I think the shot was a blessing, honestly, because...
You're not trying to fall to your death?
Mm-mm.
Now, what's his gimmick? This insurance agent filing W-2s? Or is that his gimmick?
Yeah.
He's like, I was only here to negotiate the bonds.
Right. Here's my gimmick. I can tell you what you can write off.
Negotiate the bonds.
The bearer bonds.
It's not even bonds. They keep showing the money. You like, right. What are you doing?
I don't think they know they do, but they know what bonds are.
They did say negotiate the bearer bonds.
What are they, though?
Look, I don't know, but the more important thing is they don't know. This isn't about me.
That's why it popped me. I'll yeah, like rewatch the film after we get off here and try to clear it up.
There must be a YouTube video that explains what the fuck bonds are.
Yeah, I need one of those YouTube ending explained videos on Cliffhanger.
Did they just put an explosive on this little baby rabbit?
No, he's shooting the rabbit for some reason.
It's the tracker.
Oh, the tracker. Okay.
The thing that they're using to track the Halliburton briefcases.
Oh, okay. He put it on a baby rabbit.
Miss me, fucker.
Yeah. Sly,
the baby,
put it
the baby on. Rabbit is going to hang around after being shot at. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He comes back. What the fuck is that about, man? Shooting at me.
Hey, fuck you, man. What the fuck? I'm trying to carry you, prick.
That
go
line.
Fuck yourself.
The son of a bitch is still alive, Quaylen.
This rabbit won't die.
And apparently,
I'm taking out my anger on this poor defenseless bunny.
The caption said his name was Eric Quaylen.
Yes, it did.
Eric Quaylen.
He said, no names on this line. I don't give a shit, Eric Quaylen.
He said first and last name. You know he's in deep shit.
Yeah. You always hate to see when the henchmen start to break.
You know how many write-offs I did for you?
Right. I like to think he's like the henchman that was like kind of reluctant. He's like, look, I only came here to circulate a few bonds, collect my check, and get out of here.
Kind of.
I didn't sign up for this.
Every time you filed your taxes, I made sure you got money, not paid, you prick.
He was their inside man, right? So right. He has to be the reluctant henchman.
Right.
Said 20 years on the job. Henchman.
Hold of yourself, Quaylen.
Jenny and the Henchman.
Jenny and the
Jenny and the Hendersons.
Oh, there's another Photoshop.
I don't think anyone would be confused enough to call them men, but
no, probably not.
No, anytime either one of their names shows up on the subtitles, like you just said in brackets, Travers panting.
Well, it's about time. Oh, good lord.
Oh, he's gonna get up. Oh, he's gonna get up like he like fell on his bike. Oh,
right. Right.
Just wiped out on all the
he just fell several hundred feet down a mountain. He's like, oh fuck.
Skinned my knee, god damn it.
Right, like the oldest side. Oh man.
I kind of needed this to be an Arnold movie just for the guttural sounds.
Right.
For scenes like that.
That's what we have Matt for.
Oh, dear.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
Fuck.
Never mind. I'm good. See you later. Another Ricky Bridge.
Yeah.
This is just a scene from Labyrinth.
Who lives here in this cave system with these people? And these archways and stuff.
The Goblin Prince.
Yeah.
Jennifer Connelly.
Oh, shit. Speaking of Goblin Princes.
Oh.
Now there's a lake. Okay.
I feel like David Bowie would actually have lived in a place like this.
Right.
Well, that's good. Take the sweater off when you're in the freezing cold.
This cold-ass water? I don't think so.
No, thank you.
Nope.
Just kill me. Just kill me.
Nope.
Yeah.
What?
Oh my gosh.
Whoa.
What?
Would that?
Consider that bullet deductible.
Negotiate this.
Oh, blood in the water. Oh no, the snow sharks are going to come get him.
The mountain snow shark.
Yeah.
Damn, I will watch that movie.
Jaws 5, colon, snow shark.
Snow shark! Damn it, I want to see that.
We're learning that there's a lot of movies that should be made.
Yeah.
I mean,
anger.
Yeah.
I'm the only one left.
Yeah, I was going to say, all his dudes are dead.
I guess I'm next. How's he going to kill me? Uzi? Or is he going to throw me off the mountain?
You resilient bastard. I haven't slept or had food in like 73 days, but I can still say resilient, apparently.
Yeah, I've managed to stave off hypothermia, drowning.
I should have grabbed a sandwich when I also grabbed that sweater.
Oh, I got your girl, too.
Oh.
Oh my Imagine God. Using the girl as bait. Mm, so weird.
He's got the nameless girl I've been hanging out with. Oh, goodness. He's going to throw her off the helicopter. Oh. Helicopter hangar. These are all sequels that could be made. There's nothing stopping Sylvester Stallone from writing it up.
We need to get this franchise up and running.
It's about time, I think.
Mm-hmm. It's time for
Ever rebooted this movie? Has that ever been remade?
So. I don't think so.
You would think that would be a thing that would happen.
The closest thing to it would probably be...
We did learn
Cliff
Space Hanger, but...
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Well, what was the that one from, like, 2000 with Chris O'Donnell?
Oh, Vertical,
that's
Vertical
Limit.
Limit.
I fucking love that movie.
Tom, was that Tommy Lee Jones, too? Was he in that?
No, it was...
Possible question to answer.
Shit. Was somebody ridiculous?
Like John Lithgow?
Bill Paxton.
Yes.
That's pretty ridiculous.
See what Lithgow's been up to. So in 2019, he did Late Night, The Tomorrow Man, Pet Cemetery, and Bombshell. He's recently done Daddy's Home 2, Pitch Perfect 3, Beatrice at Dinner. So yeah, I think he's got time to make Cliffhanger reboot.
Yeah, he's got time.
It'll be a prequel.
I agree.
I don't think it'd be a hard get.
No.
I'm going to do a full frontal game.
Quaylen's Quest.
Quaylen's Quest for Quaaludes.
They don't make Quaaludes anymore.
That's it. Maybe that movie will bring him back. It back into the public consciousness.
It's about time for Quaaludes to come back, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everybody gets everything gets a nostalgia run, you know.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. See? Helicopter hangar. There it is.
It's your post-pandemic Quaalude resurgence. It's textbook.
Oh, Jessie's her name. I got it now. An hour and 45 minutes into the movie, we have learned that her name is, in fact, Jessie.
She looks Quaalude. Funny.
They gave you what you wanted.
You'll have to catch me up here first. That's stand right at the edge of the cliff.
Yeah.
Right there. Never mind the...
He's a better pilot than she is.
Right.
How did he maneuver to get right there?
Formal training would be my guess. Oop, slow motion. Throw it in.
Oh,
no.
Oh.
All of his precious Quaaludes. Quaylen's Quaaludes up in smoke.
My ludes!
I love how this is what causes him to violently lose control of the helicopter.
A 10-pound bag.
And he hooked him. He hooked him to some sort of thing.
I like the shots of him like trying to get control of the helicopter,
right?
Like, pretending like he's driving a helicopter, grunting. Mm.
Oh my goodness!
Why is there railing?
That's a great question.
It's a
ladder hanger,
staircase.
Oh,
it's a ladder,
fuck.
A staircase.
Why is
it's
there
a ladder?
Staircase.
It's a staircase.
A rope ladder hanger.
I forgot the word ladder for a second, you guys.
Well, look.
It's been a long day.
You on Quaaludes, we get it.
As one does.
I wish. Oh, man.
Ladder
Sign
ludes.
Me up.
We're ladder hanging.
Mm-hmm.
So that's new.
don't know if this is really going to help there, Rooker.
Why are you shooting at?
Like, if he crashes the helicopter. Like...
Yeah. Ah, it's out of ammo. Damn it.
They may already think he's dead, in fairness.
Oh, yeah, it could be.
That's fine. He's there like George of the Jungle into the cliff. And he's fine. So I mean, good.
If they looked over the edge of that cliff, they'd be like, well, God damn, that's about the last thing I expect to see.
No way will his biceps be ripping out of his fucking arms right now.
Of course not. Oh, no.
Fuck.
Quaylen quietly quaffed into the...
Quaffed.
The CrossFit has really come in handy.
It sure is.
Quasfit?
Quasfit. Quasfit.
Oh, he's still alive. Good lord. Of course he is.
This is exactly like Die Hard.
I don't know, you guys. You think Lithgow could take Stallone here?
No.
Rescue copter hangar.
Oh, man. They're wrestling now.
Right.
About it.
Yeah, they always make the villain like
go to sleep.
He makes her his lack of physical prowess because he knows some kind of fucking fighting style. So he's like, I'm trained in Brazilian jiu-jitsu, of course.
Krav Maga.
Capoeira.
And then someone's like, I'm trained in whipping your ass.
I fist your face.
Oh, he just kicked his ass. Oh, he didn't.
Oh, dear.
There you go.
There it goes. Oh no.
That was
maybe if he
explosion.
Oh.
Good lord. There was a lot of fuel in that helicopter apparently. Just had a full tank.
His face going down was pretty great though.
Yeah, that whole sequence got me good.
That was great.
His face and then just like exploding immediately on contact.
Oh, thank God, another helicopter's going to save him. Maybe he won't meet the same fate as Peg Bundy.
This one gets hijacked, and then... to be continued.
Cliffhanger again.
C2. Cruise control.
Willem Dafoe's here for some reason.
Quaalude. They show up just in the nick of time, I guess.
Rocky Mountain Rescue. Oh. 4,000 feet south.
Get it?
What do you mean, sir? He's dead. He's dead. I was trying to be cute. It didn't work.
It would be amazing if this movie just went over and said, to be continued.
Right. Turns out Quaylen is still alive. He's just impaled in the dirt.
How did none of them die? That's my question.
It was the power of that sweater. They didn't get hypothermia. And I mean, Michael Rooker wore layers, so he'd... Oh, Thor was played by Thor. Thank goodness. Michael Rooker wore layers, okay. So he didn't get
hypothermia. I think that's probably a dog. Or a horse.
Or maybe it actually was Thor.
The god of Quaaludes.
The god of Quaaludes.
I feel like one of them should have died. Either the girl or Rooker.
Yeah.
Well, they kind of used up their good guy death energy in the opening scene, right?
Yeah, but that was like 2 hours ago.
Mm. Yeah,
There could have been another one.
Mm-hmm. You can't kill too many of your good guys. Like, I don't know. Maybe they did kill the old man, right? So that's why.
Yeah.
And I feel like he was barely in it. Though, the old man. he was merely there. I didn't even learn his name until he died. So yeah. I mean, well, that'll wrap up this here film watch. So as we roll credits on this movie. we will go ahead and roll credits on this here podcast before we wrap up. Let's quickly go around the horn here for some plugs. Jake, what do you got?
Yeah, as you introduced us, we do our PTB NXT on the Place to Be Nation wrestling feed. I do the Ruthless Aggressive podcast over the North-South Connection. And Matt, we do a podcast on TNA on the wrestling feed.
Yes, we do. Very good. Tim, how about you?
Subscribe to Place to Be Nation Wrestling. Subscribe to Place to Be Nation Pop. Subscribe today to the North-South Connection. That's where we have all of our shit that you can hear. And you can follow me on Twitter. I am at Cyke68, C-Y-K-E-6-8 on Twitter. I'm sorry, guys. I'm tapped.
Jenny, where can people hear your shit? As Tim so eloquently put it.
Everywhere, literally. But on Wednesdays, you can find it on the North-South Connection with the Jenny position. That's where you'll find, you heard about Pluto and Freak Out Drive-In, Talk and Pop, and all the shows that I do. Also, me and you, Maddie, do Extreme Throughway Dance over there, go through the history of ECW, so that's a wrestling shit that I do. And it's really good.
Wrestling shit that you do. Mm-hmm.
It's excellent, even though Maddie's on it. So it's still
Hey, good. Now. I invited you here to the show, and is you're going like to go ahead and take
Is it like
shots.
A kennel floor, would you say?
It's a little bit better than that. And recently I was in an episode of Pop Goes the Movies where me and Andy and Scott Shiflett did a review of Doctor Strange, the new Doctor Strange movie. So check that one out, too. I'm on Twitter at Jenny Position.
Very good. I think between the three of you, you have mentioned every show that I do. So I will go ahead and plug the Twitter that you can find me on, which is at MSouza1991. If you enjoy my special brand of nonsense and bullshit, you can go ahead and follow me there. That will conclude this edition of Piece of the Action. My thanks once again to the gang from PTB NXT. Guys, this was an absolute blast. Thank you for coming on the return of Piece of the Action. It is greatly appreciated.
Of course.
Do what?
I'm all choked it up.
I'm sorry. Sorry,
I'm loaded up. I'm sorry. Loaded.
I'm choked up.
Too. I see. Loaded and choked it. Is that like smothered and covered?
It's gonna be a night.
And sure I'm hangry because I haven't eaten since.
Oh, Tim.
You sound hangry.
About to cut a lethal promo on these dogs.
Do it.
My God.
Look, I'm just saying. You know how those promos get.
I do. Please don't cut one on the pod. It'll make him very angry.
It's almost,
I mean,
just cut it.
I'll do it. Like no, I won't cut it, because then I'd have to listen to it to cut it.
You were just a bystander, and you still haven't recovered from the collateral damage.
It was very upsetting, Tim.
I didn't know you were so fragile, Maddie.
When it comes to Tim, I'm very
apparently
fragile.
Apparently it was just that bad.
Oh.
Do it again.
It was very upsetting, Jake. His eyes turned red and everything.
Oh my.
He wasn't like Scarlet Witch.
He wasn't even yelling at me. He was yelling next to me. It was very frightening. It's like when your friend's mom yells at the friend, you know? It's like that. It's very uncomfortable.
And if they slightly raise their voice,
feeling
you
somehow.
Puts you in a coma.
Somehow now I'm in trouble. All right. In 3, 2.
Wait, hang on. I'm sorry. Are we pressing play when you say start, or are you going to count us in once you?
No, I'll introduce you as you okay. PTB, NXT, and all that, and then I'll do a countdown. Right.
I can never remember.
It's all good. I'm glad you asked before I started, because I would have been even more angry. You're making me angry now, Tim. See, it's not so nice, is it?
I have no further questions.
It's not so nice. It's not so nice being on the other side of this, is it, Tim?
I seem to be coping well, actually.
Oh, fuck me, then.
So Finley Vail, go fuck yourself.
I seem to be coping well.
Fuck. Au contraire.
Well, oh, shit.
Pardon me while I go fuck myself, then.
Take all the time in the world.
Tell them to go pick a switch, Manny. Pick your fucking switch. See how you cope then.
Oh, boy.
Cope with this!